One of Australia's major charities today warned that older women are increasingly becoming the new poor. Catherine Andrews with this report.
The St Vincent de Paul Society has found there's a growing crisis of homelessness being faced by older Australian women. Wendy Morgan is one of those homeless women and has been receiving New Start allowance.
I was a single mother, and when my daughter turned 16, I was transferred off the single mother's pension onto New Start. And then within a very short amount of time, my payments were breached. And even with my daughter with no income, I was evicted from my house.
Counselled Homeless Persons CEO Jenny Smith did a study recently and has found single working women struggling to afford rent.
We keep an eye on average incomes and average rentals, and we've been watching a decline in affordability over quite a number of years now, and we're seeing people who are working and now even a single woman on an average income who cannot find properties that are affordable to them anywhere in our capital cities, and it's increasingly difficult all over our broader metropolitan and regional areas.
How does homelessness affect women in particular?
Well, women in our community still, on average, earn less money and therefore unable to have as much superannuation as men, and are still carrying the brunt of homemaking and child rearing, and are therefore in and out of employment during those bringing up family years, and are therefore on lower incomes and less well positioned than men and two wage incomes in the housing market and in the very overheated rental market. And that's the case, and we're increasingly seeing women as they get more mature in life and start to get towards the end of their working lives and looking towards retirement, who don't own a home, who have very little superannuation, and when they look towards being on the pension without owning a home, are in an untenable situation and actually don't have enough to live on.
CEO of St Vincent de Paul SA, David Walk, says older women are not being favoured in terms of employment.
There's no doubt that more mature women are not the priority in terms of employing people. Whether that's a gender thing or an age thing, I'm not in a position to judge. But with the extraordinary qualifications coming from people leaving university and double degrees, and the amount of lawyers, for example, that are graduating, there are people leaving tertiary studies with wonderful qualifications, and that would have to put the more mature female that might not have studied earlier in their life at an extreme disadvantage.
How do these women compare to the homeless men that you see needing help? Are they in similar positions, do you think?
My observation would be that the homelessness in men so often is as a result of a mental health issue or an issue in their childhood. So often. For women, it is so often the relationship breakdown that has caused them to be without income and without a place to call home. That's not to say that there aren't those issues for men in terms of relationship breakdown, and that's not to say there aren't women that have mental health issues. But it's interesting to know that 59% of calls for homelessness services come from women.
Wendy Morgan also says she's been the subject of discrimination.
My problem is I think I'm being discriminated against because of my age, because I actually have a university degree, actually a double degree, and many years of quality experience and other additional qualifications. But since losing my last job, I've not even been able to get an interview. I've only been able to get cleaning work, and I keep getting told I'm actually overqualified. So I do think that it is relating to my age for my personal situation of why I can't get work.
David Walk says affordable housing should be the first priority to attend to help address the problem.
I think that the provision for affordable housing should be one of the highest priorities for any government, be it state or federal, within Australia. And having people that are mature and have served the community in so many ways, whether that's raising a family or whether that's otherwise, in a position where they can't afford housing is just atrocious for a country like Australia with our wealth.
David Walk, he's CEO of St Vincent de Paul in SA. Ending that report by The Wire's Catherine Andrews.